WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A judge in New York has dismissed terrorism charges against Luigi Mangione in New York's case over the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The judge keeping the state's second-degree murder charges in place. ABC News legal analyst Brian Buckmeyer.
This is absolutely premeditated from the eyes of the judge in terms of this ruling. Second-degree murder is when you have a premeditated murder of an individual. He's facing up to life in prison, 15 years to life in fact. But in terms of his intent was to kill the CEO of UnitedHealthcare, at least based on the grand jury results and the findings of the court. It was not to influence or coerce the civilian population for some sort of policy change. That's what the judge is making a distinction here.
Man accused of killing Charlie Kirk will appear before a judge in Utah today. It'll be Tyler Robinson's first court hearing since Kirk's murder last week. He was in dozens of movies and was an Oscar-winning director. Robert Redford has died. Jane Fonda saying he meant a lot to her and was beautiful in every way. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. There was a suspicious package found on the UW-Madison campus yesterday that was ultimately determined to be safe. An alert went out to the campus community yesterday morning telling people to avoid the Enzyme Institute. According to a press release, authorities from the Hazardous Devices Unit at the Sheriff's Office evaluated and said the package was not a threat. Shortly thereafter, people were allowed back into the building. And an update on that Amber Alert from last week. Six-year-old Ruby Lehman was found and her uncle was arrested. Now her mom has been arrested, too. Ruby was found in the woods on Saturday in Plover. She was taken to the hospital. Authorities had suspected she had been abducted by her uncle, Jordan Coyle, and he was arrested in the woods. He has a history of sex crimes against children. Now, WAOW reports Ruby's biological mother, Chelsea Lehman, was arrested too, although police did not initially release information about charges against her. And there are some closures at downtown intersections this week, and it's not for utility work or to fix potholes. The city is installing art on the asphalt. West Dayton Street is closed at Marion and Bedford and Francis Streets. They're adding colorful art as an attempt to visually narrow driving lanes. The idea is to make it safer for pedestrians and for drivers to go slower. One study showed art projects like this reduced crashes involving pedestrians or bicyclists by 50%. This is all part of the city's Vision Zero initiative to end traffic deaths and injuries on Madison streets. They're going to compare data from that area before and after the art. The project costs $69,000, and the money comes from Vision Zero federal grant funding. Local artist Bernie Witzak is leading the installation. All of West Dayton Street will be back open with its new look Friday at 4 o'clock. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Badgers back in Madison. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Wisconsin Badgers home this Saturday against the Maryland Terrapins. Wisconsin now 2-1 after their loss in Alabama over the weekend. Baseball. Yesterday we told you Brewers manager Pat Murphy read a letter he said was from Bob Uecker to the team after they clinched the spot in the playoffs. Turns out it was another practical joke. Murphy now clarifies he wrote the letter all along. Not Bob.
And it's just a way to honor the man, you know, and kind of put together some words that the players could resonate with, you know, things that he was about, because he's a big part of this thing. And I thought it would be a nice gesture to keep him involved. We brought the picture of him celebrating with us. And, you know, it was really about honoring him. And, nobody believed in their right mind that, you know, he could produce a letter like that at this time, but his spirit is with us.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 92.7 WMDX.
Sunny and summery today with highs spiking to the mid-80s. We put that on repeat for Wednesday as well. Thursday, little change. And for Friday, more clouds out there and chances for showers and thunderstorms. With a wet weekend, a windy one, and slightly cooler, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 72.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we discuss the rise in death by suicide rates in Wisconsin and try to look into what the cause and the solution is. Also, the Brewers are back in action. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Madison, Wisconsin. More lakes, more bikes, better radio. WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Tuesday. Top of the morning to you, or afternoon, as the case may be, or evening if you're in Europe. America's comeback, Charlie Kirk's slogan, you know, his tour, was really kind of a con. Let me tell you about that in a minute. Also, is the reign of terror beginning? Serious question. Trump just announced a $15 billion lawsuit against the New York Times and the authors of several books about him. This is dangerous stuff. Also, why are so few Democratic governors fighting Trump and his cancel culture attacks on the left? And every U.S. town, and there is a U.S. town, excuse me, that pays every pregnant woman $1,500. And, you know, Flint, Michigan, they say, we're not okay with our babies being born into poverty. It's an experiment, and it's really working well. I'll tell you about that in the first hour of the program. In the second hour of the program, the Epstein survivors appeal to the GOP Women's Caucus. Will they listen? Also, what's a groiper, and why do some people think Tyler Robinson was one of them, and others suggest, no, not a way, not a chance. And also, Trump has now formally and officially abandoned Ukraine to Putin's tender mercies. Nigel Peacock and others writing about this. I'll share that with you in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, Connie Field, our one guest today, is going to drop by about this new film, Democracy Noir, which is about basically how Viktor Orban ended democracy in Hungary. And, you know, by inference, how Donald Trump is trying to do the same thing here in America. So let's get into it. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, America's Comeback is Nothing But a Con Job. When Charlie Kirk was assassinated, he was sitting under a tent that had American Comeback Tour printed in huge letters across all four sides. It was the theme of his tour of college campuses, which raises the question, come back to what? What are we, you know, it's like the question of make America great again. Like, again? Like, going back to what? So, you know, I tried to answer that question. Back in 1981, when Ronald Reagan was sworn into office, fully two-thirds of Americans were in the middle class. College was so cheap you could pay your tuition with a weekend job. Healthcare was inexpensive and widely available. Women and minorities had achieved legal, albeit not yet actual, parity with white men. And school and mass shootings were largely unknown because weapons of war were mostly banned from our streets. Now, 44 years after the beginning of the Reagan Revolution, only around half of us are in the middle class. College debt has crushed two generations to the point where they can't start a family or buy a house. A half million families have ended up homeless or bankrupt every year because somebody got sick. The Republicans are leading an effort to make it harder for women and minorities to vote or maintain employment. And with more guns than people, mass shootings are an almost daily occurrence. So it's easy to see, you know, how over 44 years, you know, 16% of us have fallen out of the middle class, at least. And just to stay in the middle class, by the way, right now, requires two full-time salaries, whereas you could do that in 1981 with one full-time salary. So it's even worse than it sounds. So it's easy to see where, you know, you'd have young people going, what the hell? This is not the world I want. This is not the world my parents had or my grandparents. They did just fine, thank you very much. They were able to go to college without going $100,000 in debt. They were able to buy a house in their 20s with a working person's salary. You know, healthcare is bankrupting us. You know, the leading cause of death among children right now is bullets. I mean, you know, 500,000 families end up homeless or bankrupt every year because somebody got sick in their family. So kids are looking around going, what the hell? This is not right. This is not the way it should be. And then, you know, people like Charlie Kirk come along and say, well, you're right. And life sucks. And here's my solution. So let's talk about that. How did we get that middle class to begin with? That great middle class that we had from the 1950s until really the 1990s. Where'd that come from? It started in 1933 when Franklin Roosevelt was sworn into office. First, he passed the Wagner Act, the National Labor Relations Act, which forced employers to recognize unions when a majority of employees wanted a union. And so what happened was suddenly a middle class emerged. Unions, you know, a third of us had unions in 1981 when Reagan was sworn into office. So, which meant two-thirds of us had the equivalent of a union job because the unions provided the wage floor, the local wage floor. So, you know, very straightforward. The unions are the reason why, as productivity went up, wages went up from the 1930s right up until the 1980s. Now, in the 1980s, wages flattened off, but productivity continued to rise, and that's because, you know, Reagan destroyed the unions. A little over 5% of us in the private sector are unionized now. Second, FDR established the minimum wage to make sure that people who worked would never fall, you know, full-time, would never fall into poverty. Well, it used to be that you could actually live on the minimum wage. I mean, you know, in the 60s, I was working two minimum wage jobs. I was pumping gas at a gas station at the Esso station, and I was washing dishes at Bob's Big Boy. And on the weekends occasionally, or not occasionally, actually, for some time, I was DJing, doing country western music. They were all, you know, $2 and $3 an hour jobs. I mean, these were minimum wage jobs. And you could put yourself through college at that. The minimum wage has not kept up with the cost of living or with productivity. If it kept up with the cost of living, it would be around $25 an hour. If it kept up with productivity, it would be over $60 an hour right now. And then third, FDR raised the top income tax rate to 90%, which caused CEOs to stop taking money out of their companies and start, you know, leave the money in the company and use that to pay better wages and benefits to employees. And the top corporate tax rate was 52%. And corporations could get around that by research and development, new product rollouts, advertising, all these kind of things. Stock buybacks were illegal until 1983. So Reagan undid all that. Reagan dropped the top tax rate down to 27%. He declared war on labor unions. With regard to college, in the 1960s, where in 1981, when Reagan was sworn into office, with regard to college, 80% of the cost of tuition at state universities was paid for by the state. And 20% was what your tuition cost you. It's why tuition was inexpensive. Today, it's the exact opposite. 80% of the cost of the college education is paid for with tuition, and only 20% is covered by the state. This was one of the great innovations of the Reagan Revolution, and it's why so many people have so much student debt. Healthcare was inexpensive when Reagan came into office because hospitals and insurance companies were required to be nonprofits. The Reagan Revolution blew that up. I mean, so where was Charlie Kirk on these issues? Well, on taxes, he says he wants to replace the progressive income tax, the 10% flat tax. He called unions cartels and celebrated teachers losing the right to unionize. On college tuition, he opposed any plan to reduce student debt or increase federal or state funding for higher education, calling free college a bribe. And on health care, he completely opposed any kind of universal health care. In fact, he called our Veterans Administration an example of failed government-run health care. And with regard to the rights of women and minorities, you know, he's fairly outspoken, saying about black women, specifically Joy Reid, Michelle Obama, Sheila Jackson Lee, and Ketanji Brown Jackson, quote, "You do not have the brain processing power to otherwise be taken really seriously. You have to go and steal a white person's slot to be taken somewhat seriously." And then he added, "We've made a huge mistake when we passed the Civil Rights Act in the mid-1960s. And finally, with regard to guns, although 87% of Americans want reasonable gun control, Kirk was all in on the firearms industry. He said, if our money and our sporting events and our airplanes have armed guards, why not our children? In other words, the solution to kids being killed by guns is more guns. So the question, how does doubling down on low taxes for the morbidly rich, keeping our health care for profit, withholding higher education funding, gutting unions, increasing the number of guns, and trash-talking women in America's, women and minorities, how does that make America come back? I don't get it. Maybe somebody can explain that to me. You can call in. One of our conservative listeners perhaps knows the answer. How do those things make America better when we already know what created our middle class and what sustained it? And these are the things that are taking a, you know, taking an axe to it. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Snooze, you lose out on 50% off of all items in store for Verlo Mattress's moving sale. Available only at the East Washington location and only for the month of September. Check out these once-in-a-blue-moon deals. American-made, locally crafted, Verlo.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin, paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Looking to strengthen the bond with your pup? Dane County Humane Society offers a variety of dog training classes led by certified trainers. Classes are designed to help you and your furry friend learn new skills, improve behavior, and deepen your connection. Whether your dog is a curious puppy, an independent teenager, or a lifelong learner, DCHS has the tools and expertise to help you set the stage for a successful year ahead. Visit giveshelter.org/dogtraining to register today.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average superyacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Lace up your sneakers, Wisconsin. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming to Madison on October 5th. Walk with WMDX in honor of someone you love and help us move closer to a cure. Registration is free and easy. Start or join a team today at alz.org/walk.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So this is all too familiar to all of us. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, a runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work or hope the doctor can see you this month or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues, including strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use that promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, when you check out to get that $45 off. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
Once we had pride, a middle class strong, a future wide, but they sold out. Or a stack of gold and left us broken, hungry, cold. It's the great American robbery. They stole our wages, they stole our dignity. From Reagan's hand to the billionaire's game, they bled us dry. Students chained in endless debt. Families losing what little's left. Healthcare's a price we can't afford. While CEOs feast at the corporate board. It's the great.
The hour. So Donald Trump this morning threatened the reporter for ABC, Jonathan Carl. They were standing outside the helicopter. Trump's getting ready to go to the UK to. It's going to be interesting, by the way. Channel Sky 4, Channel 4, whatever it is in the UK, is going to run an all day string of all of Trump's lies. It's going to be wild. But anyhow, Trump, Jonathan Carl just asked him a question about Pam Bondi's threat to go after people who engage in hate speech. And I'll get to that in just a second, but hate speech is not illegal in the United States. Hate crimes are illegal, because they're crimes. But hate speech is not illegal. The Supreme Court has ruled that. I mean, you know, this goes back to the 1960s, right? But Pam Bondi says she's going to start prosecuting hate speech. And so anyhow, when Jonathan Carl asked Trump about this, he says, you really want to prosecute? You know, Pam Bondi says she wants to prosecute speech. And Trump says, and I quote, well, they should probably go after people like you because you treat me so unfairly. It's hate. You have a lot of hate in your heart. Maybe they'll come after ABC. IBC paid me $16 million for a form of hate speech, right? Your company paid me $16 million for a form of hate speech. So maybe they'll have to go after you. I'm telling you, this we're in the second phase, as Robert Reich points out, of this transition to a fascist government. Where first phase, they capture all the agencies of government. The legislative branch, the judicial branch, the police agencies, the intelligence agencies, the foreign, foreign aid and foreign policy agencies. And then next, they go after the media, the universities, the law firms, check all that stuff. And then they start going after individuals. They start going after you and me. They start going after writers and reporters. Trump filed a $15 billion lawsuit this morning against the New York Times and against five reporters in the New York Times for three or four books that they wrote about Donald Trump. You write a book about Donald Trump right now, you might get sued into bankruptcy. Miles Taylor was on the program yesterday. It wiped out his company. It wiped out his family. Trump's lawsuit. Or Trump's, criminal investigations of him. And J.D. Vance was, on Charlie Kirk's podcast yesterday, absolutely endorsing this, calling for a mass doxing of, quote, anyone who celebrates Charlie's murder. And so far, people from college professors to an airline pilot have been fired as a result of things that they or their spouses even said on social media. There's an anonymous website that was originally called Expose Charlie's Murderers. Now it's called the Charlie Kirk Data Foundation that has received more than 63,000 submissions pointing to people saying, this person said something. J.D. Vance, our vice president, said the administration, quote, would work to dismantle the institutions that promote violence and terrorism in our country. So now we're going to call the Democratic Party a friend of terrorism, a domestic terrorism organization. Stephen Miller said the same thing. We're going to use every resource we have at the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, to identify, disrupt, dismantle, and destroy these networks and make America safe again. You know, we still don't know the political leanings of this shooter, but they're still insisting that he's a lefty. It may be, but, the shooting and speech are different things. Shooting somebody's a crime. Speech is not. Republican-controlled state, Florida, Oklahoma, Texas, they've launched investigations of teachers. U.S. military is inviting people, the public, to out military members. A school district in Wisconsin reported receiving over 800 messages after one conservative influencer mistakenly identified an associate principal as celebrating Kirk's death. This is out of control.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
A few more thoughts on that on the other side of the break, and I'll pick up your calls. What's on your mind? Stick around. We'll be right back. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com/THOM. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slow their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university site and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Wednesday morning, Substack blogger and author Mike McCabe will join us.
And believe it or not, we'll have more good news.
Oh, it's really good.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. A new program is helping support the people who care for some of our most vulnerable. Healthcare workers are increasingly burnt out, especially after the pandemic started. Data from the CDC shows nearly half of all healthcare workers are feeling burnout, and that number has risen by at least 14% since 2018. The National Academy of Medicine says it's a crisis. In the NICU, there are special challenges as doctors, nurses, and support staff take care of our tiniest citizens. Grace Long is a registered nurse in the NICU at American Family Children's Hospital. As much as she loves the work, she's felt that burnout firsthand.
As a level four NICU, we see the sickest of the sick, right? We see, you know, babies and families on their very worst days. We see these incredibly complex diagnoses. And so it can be really, really challenging and overwhelming.
The nursing leaders at American Family Children's NICU talked to new nurses to ask what kind of support they needed. And they ended up creating a new program where new nurses are all given mentors. Plus, all nurses get to work two virtual shifts per week now, where they can provide support talking to families, consulting with a nurse who has questions, or helping with one of the biggest time sucks of patient care, all the documentation.
So we're able to ask the family the admission questions, or they can pull us up and kind of put us at the head of the bed and just holler out vital signs for us to document.
Before starting this program, there was a 38% turnover rate for new nurses in their NICU. And in the first year, they had no turnover at all.
It's really great when we can keep them on and keep them passionate about things and keep them feeling safe. So rewarding.
Other organizations could even follow American Family Children's lead. The NICU nurses recently presented the new program at a national conference. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Sunny and summery today with highs spiking to the mid-80s. We put that on repeat for Wednesday as well. Thursday, little change. And for Friday, more clouds out there and chances for showers and thunderstorms. With a wet weekend, a windy one, and slightly cooler, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 74.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The John and Gordy Show.
Pam Yonke. Good morning, Pam. How are you?
Very fine, fellas. Normally, the Department of Agriculture in Madison has got open ears, but man, I am getting, you know, even me, they're giving me pushback. And that crap, frankly, boys, just doesn't happen to me anymore these days. What do you mean you're not going to talk to me? You
really?
Only got me to talk to.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
This week, we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for Lieutenant Governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Did you know know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
They told us government's broken, said it's better if it dies. While they cash in on the ashes, selling freedom wrapped in lies. They built a golden fortress with our wages and our time, and left the schools in ruins while the billionaires climb. It's the long con, been playing us for years, taking bread from our tables, then toasting with our tears. It's the long con, and the mask is wearing thin. They don't care if the house is burning, long as they cash it in. They flood the streets.
35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So Pam Bondi said, this is the head of the Department of Justice. This is our attorney general. This is the senior most law enforcement official in America. Quote, we will absolutely target you. We will go after you if you are targeting anyone with hate speech. Now, let me remind you, hate speech is not illegal. You can say all kinds of horrible things about pretty much anybody, including about me. And it's not something you can be prosecuted for. But Pam Bondi thinks it is. Our top law enforcement officer. I mean, this is what, here's what Charlie Kirk said about this. Quote, hate speech does not exist legally in America. There's ugly speech, there's gross speech, there's evil speech, and all of it is protected by the First Amendment. And then Pam Bondi goes on. Now, before I read you this quote, let me just remind you, in 2018, there was this cake baker in Colorado who refused to bake a cake for a gay wedding. Remember that? And it went all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, that cake baker has every right. It's a free country. He's got his own business. He can do whatever the hell he wants. If he doesn't want to make a cake for you, he doesn't have to. And a lot of us on the left were like, whoa, wait a minute. Could this lead to the lunch counters saying black people not welcome here? I mean, arguably, maybe, except that kind of discrimination is explicitly illegal. But anyway, that happened in 2018. So right now, a business in America can refuse to do business under the Supreme Court's ruling in 2018, can refuse to do business with anybody whose politics they don't like. So here's what Pam Bondi said, quote, because there was this printer in Colorado who refused to print a poster for a vigil for Charlie Kirk. And he got fired, and he and his company are being demonized and attacked and doxxed and outed and all this kind of stuff. So Pam Bondi said, quote, if you want to go and print posters with Charlie's picture on them for a vigil, you have to let them do that. We can prosecute you for that. She said she had the Justice Department's, quote, civil rights unit looking into that. She does not understand the law or our Constitution. In fact, she had to walk that back. Afterwards, she said, hate speech that crosses the lines into threats of violence is not protected by the First Amendment. Well, that was what I was saying. But Clay Higgins, the Republican congressman from Louisiana, he wants to pass a law that says that if you've ever said anything bad about Charlie Kirk on social media, you get banned for life from all social media. Meanwhile, Trump is declaring that he's, quote, already investigating people on the left. He said, the problem is on the left. The problem is on the left. If you look at the problem, it's not like the right, like some people like to say on the right. The problem we have is on the left. That's the left, not the right. He said, they're already under investigation. They're already under a major investigation. We are investigating the left. A lot of the people that you would traditionally say are on the left. And a reporter says, already under investigation? And Trump says, already under investigation. And now Pete Hegseth, the Pentagon chief, has issued a directive for military leadership to hunt down and punish service members who might have criticized Charlie Kirk. State Department leaders warned that they may revoke visas of foreign visitors and immigrants who, quote, praise, rationalize, or make light of Kirk's murder. I told you about Clay Higgins. Miles Taylor, who was on this program yesterday, writes, this is a prelude to much more sweeping actions, as the White House is reported to be developing a so-called, quote, comprehensive plan on violence in America aimed at going after hate groups and inflammatory rhetoric. Whatever happened to that old saying, I may hate what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it? Forget about that. Jeff Bezos just fired a black columnist over at the Washington Post. She's been there for 11 years. She's the last black columnist that they have at the Washington Post. Karen Attia, I think, A-T-T-I-A-H. She says, I spoke out against hatred and violence in America, and it cost me my job. All she did was quote Charlie Kirk in saying that black women are, what was his phrase? I don't have it right in front. Oh, black women do not have the brain processing power to be taken seriously. You have to go steal a white person's spot. She quoted that and got fired. She says, Washington, D.C. no longer has a paper that reflects the people it serves. What happened to me is part of a broader purge of black voices from academia, business, government, and media. A historical pattern as dangerous as it is shameful and tragic. And amen to that. Meanwhile, the Democratic governors are, you know, there's 23 Democratic governors in the country, 23 blue state executives. They control 60% of the U.S. gross domestic product and 288 electoral votes. And 15 of these governors have basically done nothing about what Trump is doing. Some of them have signed on for lawsuits, but Connecticut's Lamont, Delaware's mayor, Kansas's Kelly, Kentucky's Beshear, Maine's Mills, Maryland's Moore, Minnesota's Walz, New Jersey's Murphy, New Mexico's Grisham, Lujan Grisham, North Carolina's Stein, Oregon's Kotek, Rhode Island's McKee, Wisconsin's Evers, and Arizona's Hobbs all follow the same playbook, sign on to multi-state litigation, issue press releases, but do nothing else. They know Jared Polis in Colorado deserves special recognition for sitting on his hands. Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan has chosen collaboration over confrontation. Kathy Hochul started strong but folded fast. But there's some heroes. Hawaii's Josh Green, Washington's Bob Ferguson with the West Coast Health Alliance, Pennsylvania's Josh Shapiro, Illinois' J.B. Pritzker, Massachusetts' Maura Healey, and California's Gavin Newsom. They are all standing up to Trump and to what's going on, and God bless him. So, a little longer rant today than usual. What's on your mind today? Donna in Zionville, North Carolina. Hey, Donna, what's up?
Hey, hi, Tom. I've been listening to you forever.
Thank you.
But as far as making America great again, they just want to discriminate. They want to take us back. They're getting rid of voting rights. You know, North Carolina is one of the worst for the gerrymandering.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about power and greed.
Yep.
And I'm just singing the same song. I'm still handing out the bookmarks I make with your information on it.
Cool. Good on you.
Oh, I've been doing that for years.
Thank you, Donna.
And then I put the local, you know, Democrat website, mm-hmm. you know, locally. I always put a couple of good documentaries, like The Brainwashing of My Dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess civics. Without civics, I just find that even a lot of good people that get out into the rallies, a lot of them even don't have the full understanding of things. You know, one of the first things I learned from you that was a, you know, just turned on a light, is the Social Security income cap. And, you know, if I'm in front of a cashier, it's like, you know, the rich are getting away with it. And you know what Social Security income cap is. And yeah. most of them do not know. Just simple things that yeah. really...
Rich people don't have to pay Social Security taxes, and you and I have to pay income taxes on our Social Security. And both of those things are because of policies that Ronald Reagan advanced, cutting taxes on rich people and putting taxes on Social Security recipients. Donna, yeah. brilliant. And yeah. thanks so much for printing out these little business card things and passing them out, you know, about progressive outlets and whatnot. That's great.
Well, so what little thing I can do, Tom?
There you go. Well, thank you, Donna. Nice talking with you today. I appreciate the call. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. We're right here. I'll be right back. So you just got back from your summer vacation, right? Maybe even had to book 2 rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa, ZYPPAH.com, and using the code PINK, or text my first name, Tom, that's T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa.com and using the code PINK or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Shop Verlo Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Verlo, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Verlo has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Verlo.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A bipartisan bill banning members of Congress from owning or trading individual stocks has been introduced in the U.S. House. It appears the reform could pass due in no small part to a tax break sweetener just for members. For years, allegations have plagued members of Congress who allegedly traded stocks on the basis of inside information. The Brennan Center for Justice points to Senator Dianne Feinstein's February 2020 trades prior to pandemic-related market losses and Representative Rob Bresnahan's sale of hospital development bonds only a month after he voted to cut Medicaid and put those hospitals at risk of closure. September 3rd, Republican Representative Chip Roy introduced H.R. 5106, also called the Restore Trust in Congress Act, co-sponsored by Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and 15 others. The bill allows current members 180 days to divest of individual stocks, but allows investing in mutual funds, index funds, municipal bonds, and treasury bonds. But one critic writes in Forbes that the reform comes with a sweetheart deal, allowing members to divest and defer capital gains taxes until after they leave Congress, a huge gift to multimillionaire members. Both House Speaker Mike Johnson and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries have signaled they will support the bill. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers tried to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling those laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. His victories show the courts are still willing to defend the core principle of church-state separation. And that's essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
Sirens wail, peaceful.
Going to be calls here. Brian in Albuquerque. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Hey, I wanted to comment on unionization and America's working class. I was blessed to become a member of the IBEW. I'm a retired union electrician now. Thank God I was in a union.
Yeah, same. That was my brother Stan was IBEW. He was an electrician also.
Great. There's thousands of us.
Yep. In fact, I keynoted your annual convention in Chicago about 10 or 12 years ago.
Good, good. The point I'd like to make, though, is the Democratic Party got on the wrong track back in the late 70s with Jimmy Carter, and then, of course, Bill Clinton blew the door wide open with his embrace of neoliberalism. You know, we're just going to let business and money and people flow all over the world.
Yeah.
And the net result has been a devaluing of the American worker. Now you're no better than a worker in Bangladesh or Vietnam or Mexico, and a business is going to put their jobs where they can make the most money. And, of course, Congress has arranged all the laws to benefit the businessman, and the American worker's just been devalued. This was all predicted. I remember debating this with guys at lunch when Clinton was pushing for NAFTA.
Yeah.
And the Democrats need to have a come-to-Jesus meeting and publicly and describe how they're going to organize, because that's what unions are. It's organized labor.
Yeah, it's
so
democracy. It's democracy in the workplace.
Right. But how are you going to organize immigration to benefit the average American worker? See, the Democrats, this leftist progressive humanitarian globalists, they're more concerned about letting more people in, take as many as possible. Well, what we've done is we made
housing affordable. I don't know anybody on the left who, or any Democrat who is arguing what you just said, Brian. Can you name one? Just one politician who's actually said that?
That's the whole problem. They're not saying it. They're just doing it.
You had the entire Democratic Party lined up to sign off on Jim Langford's comprehensive immigration reform, which would have, you know, put a hard limit of, I believe it was 100,000, maybe. Don't quote me on that. Go back and look. But a hard limit on immigrants would have hardened the southern border, would have expanded ICE. I mean, you know, every Democrat
supported
it. Can
I respond to that?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, that proposal was made after Biden had let the mess develop for 3 years and for decades prior to that. And the Democrats saw the poll calling and saw how bad they were on it, and they said, oh, gee whiz, we got to tighten down immigration.
Democrats have been calling for comprehensive immigration reform for at least a decade, Brian. I get it. This is the big Republican talking, or the big, you know, right-wing talking point that, you know, the Democrats let all these people into the country. This was a bipartisan effort. It was Ronald Reagan who stopped enforcing the law against employers.
Can I make another point? There was a black woman congressman from Houston area. Her name is Barbara Jordan. She made a fantastic speech on immigration back in the 80s in Congress at a hearing. It's on YouTube. You could find it. I recommend everybody watch it. But the Democrats are not talking about controlling immigration. They're not saying anything about immigration.
Yes, they are.
Nothing.
Yes, they are. They've been calling for comprehensive immigration reform forever.
I mean, again,
you're sounding like Fox News, Brian.
What it means is
specific limits on immigration. The Democrats, Brian, you know, I'm sorry, but you're just wrong. And I'm going to move along. Gary in Lakeville, Minnesota. Hey, Gary, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I had a couple of observations and lingering questions here for us here. First of all, with Trump, I mean, he was quick to call in the National Guard for Washington, D.C., and talking about doing it in Chicago and things.
In Memphis.
Whatever happened during the insurrection? He had the automatic right to call in the National Guard, and he never did, or at least he delayed it for hours.
That's true.
And caused, at least helped ferment the insurrection to a point where people were injured and killed even. And then the other one, too, is back in the earlier election campaigns, Trump said he couldn't release his tax returns because he was under audit. Aren't those audits done by now? That was 6-8 years ago.
He's never going to release his
tax
returns. Well, we do know from the New York Times reporting, and this is the book that he got, that he sued them for this morning, the book about, you know, Trump's taxes, is that he's apparently never paid more than $750 a year in income taxes, or at least over the last decade or so, or a couple of decades. I'd refer you to the book, and don't quote those exact numbers. You know, fact check that, but you can do that. You know, there's all these loopholes in the real estate laws and the tax laws that really, really benefit real estate people. And he's made good use of them.
Why is he suing them? Do you know what the basis is? Why he's suing those?
Yeah, he's claiming that they are hurting his reputation as a businessman by pointing out that, you know, he took all this money from his dad and he lost all this money on his casinos and his bankruptcies and, you know, quack, quack, quack. So he's suing as an individual for reputational damage.
I know that, but there, you have to prove actual malice or bad faith, at least under the New York Times decision from many years ago. At least that was the old Supreme Court that believed in the First Amendment. So we'll have to see what happens here.
Well, I'm very concerned about that. I'm not sure how this new Supreme Court is. I mean, they have been rolling over for Trump on everything, or virtually everything, you know, more than 80% of the time on the shadow docket here. And I think they're terrified of him. And you know, I think they're just plain old flat out frightened. But Gary, I got to run. It's the end of the hour. Thanks a lot for the call. We'll be back on the other side of the break. The U.S. town that pays every pregnant woman $1,000 or $1,500. How is that working? Also, the Epstein survivors appeal to the Republican Women's Caucus. Are they going to listen? And what's a griper? And why do some think Tyler Robinson might be one or might not? Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Talk about overall mental health, how we cope with this nonstop overwhelming news. Tom, thanks for calling. What's up?
Nobody can do push-ups indefinitely, but bring this back to mental health, and suddenly we feel able to pound through this without taking any kind of a break. And it's just not the way that it works. So do any action that takes you away from whatever it is that you're stressing out. Go for a walk. Get a drink of water. Read a book.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A judge has dismissed two state charges, including a terrorism count, against Luigi Mangione. He's the man accused of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson on a New York City street. ABC's Aaron Katursky says other charges remain.
Mangione is still going to be facing these murder charges that accuse him of intentionally killing Brian Thompson, but absent that terroristic enhancement. So it is a win for the defense. The case is slightly narrowed, and he's due back here now December 1st.
In Utah, state prosecutors expected to formally charge suspect Tyler Robinson today for the shooting death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Charges could include aggravated murder, which could warrant the death penalty. President Trump traveling to the UK. He'll meet with King Charles and attend a state dinner. Before leaving, the president says he'll also talk trade with Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Robert Redford has died. The actor, director, and producer's career spanned decades. He was 89. This is ABC News.